Morning Watch, The Will of God, Week 6. Doing the will of God in the kingdom of God, under the government of God, for the church as the Israel of God. Related verses. Matthew 6:10. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so also on earth. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but he who does the will of my Father who is in the heavens. Matthew 12:50. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in the heavens, he is my brother and sister and mother. Romans 12:2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. Colossians 1:9. Therefore we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease praying and asking on your behalf, that you may be filled with the full knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Colossians 4:12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a slave of Christ Jesus, greets you, always struggling on your behalf in his prayers, that you may stand mature and fully assured in all the will of God. Ephesians 5:15-17. Look therefore carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. 1 Thessalonians 2:12. So that you might walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. Suggested reading. Matthew 7:21 does not refer to the reality of the kingdom of the heavens today, but to the coming manifestation of the kingdom in the future. To enter into the kingdom of the heavens, we need to do two things: call on the Lord and do the will of the Heavenly Father. To call on the Lord suffices for us to be saved, but to enter into the kingdom of the heavens, we also need to do the will of the Heavenly Father. Hence, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but those who call on the Lord and do the will of the Heavenly Father. Since entering into the kingdom of the heavens also requires doing the will of the Heavenly Father, it is clearly different from entering into the kingdom of God by being regenerated. This latter is by the birth of the divine life. The former is by the living of that life. In Matthew 7:21, the Lord does not say, your Father, but my Father. Here the Lord seems to be saying, I, the Son of Man and the Son of God, have been doing the will of my Father. You also are sons of God and my brothers. Therefore you must be my companions and take the same way that I take. Now you are not to do the will of your Father, but the will of my Father. You are my brothers, my companions, and my partners. You and I are walking the same way and doing the same will. You are living with me according to the will of my Father. In this last section of the Constitution, it is no longer a negative matter of dealing with our temper, lust, self, flush, and anxiety. It is absolutely a positive matter of doing the will of the Father who is in heaven. The kingdom people are not for anything other than doing the will of the Father. We are not here merely to overcome our temper, our lusts, our self, and our flesh, and to be kind and sympathetic to others. We are here for the accomplishment of the will of the Heavenly Father. In order to do the will of the Father, we need to walk in the constricted way. In the teachings of the worldly philosophers, there is neither the divine life and divine nature, nor the divine way. But here the ultimate issue of the constitution of the kingdom of the heavens is the will of the Heavenly Father. This means that we have a Heavenly Father, and that we are the Father's sons. However, in the last section of the Constitution, it is not only a matter of life, but also a matter of the will of the Father. Our Father has a will to accomplish, but we can accomplish it only by His life. We need to live in the life of the Heavenly Father, and also by that life. This kind of living is for the doing of the Father's will. In the constitution of the kingdom of the heavens, we cannot see what the will of the Father actually is. However, it is clearly revealed in chapter 16. The Father's will is to build the church upon the Son as the rock. This is fully developed in the Acts, the Epistles, and the Book of Revelation. The New Testament reveals that God's divine, eternal will is to build up the church. We can know the Father's will by the Father's life and nature within us. The Father's nature will always tell us yes or no. If you are running according to the divine nature and within the constricted lines, the divine nature will indicate, yes, you are right, go on. But if you are not running according to the divine nature, or if you step outside the lines, the divine nature will say, don't go this way. There is no need for anyone to tell you what to do, for the regulating, constricting, divine nature is within you. This nature tells you where you are.